With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we are excited to be talking once again with Colin McQueen, the Amesbury High School football coach, back at work, both on the field and in the classroom. Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, good to be here, Rick.
Listen, tell me a little bit about that boring game you had last week with North Reading.
Boring. And, I mean, that's another absolute nail-biter. We always get good games with those guys. They're an incredibly well-coached team, and Coach Plum, obviously, I mean, you saw what he did in the postseason last year with winning it all and coming off of that finish to the year. We knew we were going to get something good. And obviously they had some guys they needed to replace, but he knew it was going to be a challenge defending Will Batt, and he's probably the best back, both running the ball and receiving, that we've ever had to defend. So thankfully he's graduating this year, but they gave us everything we could handle, and we just kind of got lucky at the end, you know, being able to stop them. I mean, they should have won the game. They rolled the snap back there, and we were able to get a piece of it, I think, on the PAT at the end of as time expired, end of regulation, and then overtime was overtime, and we get it by, you know, the length of the football maybe into the end zone on a two-pointer, and we're able to get out of there with a win. But it was a great game, you know, and they're an incredible program. We knew that going in. We've known that since we started playing them for the first time back in the spring of 21. But it's been four great matchups with them, and we've been lucky enough to come out on the right side of it.
Sounds terrific. Now, you got to tell me about your statistical leaders on offense, because quite a story there.
Yeah, I mean, it was both the Sanchez twins, Michael and Max. I think Michael had them by a few in yardage. Max scored more points than him. But those guys are awesome. They compete with each other, and we got some great healthy competition in the backfield. But they're both speedsters and very dangerous with the ball in their hands. Max showed it on the first play from scrimmage. He scored from like 56 yards out, and then was able to punch a couple in on dives later in the game because we really stayed with that, ran behind Willie and Aiden. They were really, really tough, and it was one of those games that over the course of – it was a two-day war. Because we had the lightning shut us down on Friday night. We had to come back Saturday afternoon, and it really was an absolute war. And we lost the first battle. We were down four at the half, and then came back and were able to handle business in the second half, control the clock. It really was like a crazy fourth quarter. We drove down, like, it took us like 8 minutes or so, at least, maybe a little over eight and change, to drive down the field in the fourth quarter. Got the ball with about 9:20 on the clock, and we were down. Drove the length of the field and scored with about between 50 and 45 seconds left on the clock, converted the two, and we were up six. They got the ball back, and you know how they do. They move it quickly. Completed a few passes. We helped them out with a personal foul, late hit. They get the ball down there, and then they score as time expires with a toe tap in the back of the end zone. Incredible play, beautiful throw, perfect throw, great catch. And then it came down to the extra point. Like I said, we got a little lucky. They missed the extra point, and then we're into overtime. And they took the ball. And again, like, I wish there were more people there to see it, because it's like a makeup second half on a Saturday afternoon, but it's some of the best football you could see. They threw like a tunnel screen, hook and ladder to a lineman. The kid runs it in overtime to score their touchdown, and then they call the reverse. And again, we get lucky with some edge pressure. We send a kid, Robbie Dalton, off the edge, and he ends up making a tackle for loss to keep him out on the two. Wow. And that was really the difference of the whole game. They outscored us in terms of touchdowns. They scored six, we scored five, but we kept them out of the extra point. They went for two all day except for that one PAT, and we stopped them on all but one. And we converted five for five for us, so we were able to steal an extra score and then some on those, and that was all the difference.
Well, you know, the importance of special teams, it's so hard, I'm sure, in high school football, especially at the beginning of the season, to get all, you know, all phases, as they say, ready. And I would think that special teams are probably the hardest to put together.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that has to go right for a snap to get back, a hold to get down, a kick to get up and through, and the protection has to be perfect, you know. And that's one of the things that we factor into our decision to go for it. I mean, we're built a little bit differently, but statistically, I mean, last year season wide, we were 75%, just under it, 74 and change, on 2-point plays. And we always like our chances, you know. If you can get half of them, it makes sense to do it. If you can be over half, and like I said, we were 100% on Friday and Saturday this past weekend, and that was the difference. If we were a team that kicked extra points, we were not in that game at the end, and they win it. Wow. In regulation, you know.
Wow, okay. When you watch the film, can you point out someone? I mean, you know, the statistics speak for themselves when you see a great play, whether it's on offense or defense. But sometimes in the trenches or somewhere else, there's a kid who's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing, and you maybe might not see it down on the sidelines, but you see it in the film. Is there anybody like that who stood out in film for you?
Yeah, I thought I already mentioned his name, but I think Robbie Dalton. We told him, you know, the next Monday when we were watching film, he really played like a senior. He stepped up in a huge way, and you need a senior class. It's going to be great. You need seniors to play like seniors, and he made some huge plays, like really beyond his ability. Carried him by effort and understanding what he has to do. So he played great. He helped us out. Without him, I don't think we get that win. We had some other guys step up as well in the backfield because we had a kid go down with a terrible injury on the Friday night who we were going to lean on in a big way, and Drew Schaldoni. So without him, we had to fill some gaps, and a lot of that load fell on the Sanchez twins in terms of carries. But Nico Cox steps up and starts being a guy we can lean on in the backfield, and DJ DiCarlo stepped right in there and didn't skip a beat, got quite a few touches on Saturday and ran hard. Scored one of our touchdowns. So it's guys like that that step up. And then obviously, like we always talk about, it's on the backs of those linemen. We got four senior captains in the offensive line, and those guys played like it. They were tough, and they dug down, and they really just kept going at North Reading. And that was really what it came down to at the end. We ground them down, and we were able to run the ball, particularly behind those two guys, but really, really all over the place. Well, and it was a collective effort, you know.
Considering the conditions and everything else, congratulations on what must have been a tremendous game to watch over an extended period of time. Let me ask you finally, Coach, a couple of things. Essex Tech coming in, what you see about them, and yeah, what's the schedule going to be like? Are these games still on, I presume, for Friday night?
Oh yeah, we're good. I'm hoping. I think there's going to be a little bit of wind, but I think we're going to miss. You know, I think Saturday games are in trouble, like from what I hear.
Right.
But I think that hurricane is going to come in maybe late Friday night, and I think we're going to be able to miss it. We get a 6:30 start down there at Essex, so I'm hoping we're all set there. But yeah, we don't know a whole lot about these guys being new to the Cape Ann League. We know we're going to get a competitive game every week in the Cape Ann. Saw him on film against Newburyport in week one, obviously, and we got some scrimmage tape on him too. But looks to me like they got a quarterback who kind of got his feet wet last season at the end of the year. Looks like he can sling it pretty well. So we got to make sure we button up things on the defensive end in the pass game. And then it's traditional spread run game. Can we stop, you know, and they utilize an H-back a little bit more, but can we stop Trey? Can we stop zone read? Can we stop split zone? Like, if we can do those things and rally to the football well, understand gap assignments, play strong at the line of scrimmage, and not get displaced vertically, I think we're going to be okay. Get them in some long down distances. And if we do that, we know it's going to be pass when it's pass. I think we have a better chance to match up on routes and make plays on the football.
You're not going to give me a test in all this on Monday, are you?
No, I don't think so. Right?
I'm trying to follow it. Okay. No, thanks, Coach. I appreciate the in-depth analysis. And, again, congratulations on what must have been a great game for the kids and for the fans. And we'll talk again.
All right. Great to hear from you. I'll talk to you soon.
Good luck this week. Take care, Colin. Right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. That is Colin McQueen, who is the Amesbury High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.